On Tuesday, Governor Abbott held his daily press conference at a DPS warehouse some distance from his Capitol offices and official residence. This resulted in the press pool, the governor and staff traveling to somewhere they didn't need to go for the sake of a press conference. Yet in full, it's good for thee, but not for me arrogance, Abbott was quoted as saying, on my travel to this location today, I was surprised at how many vehicles I saw on the road. It's clear to me we may not be achieving the level of compliance that's needed. Governor, you could have remained at your offices, but for the benefits of the optics, you chose to take your staff and reporters out into traffic, travel to a warehouse, and do the press conference. A photo of the supplies that were stacked up behind you could have easily been given the media pool, so don't lecture us about unnecessary traffic on the roads. There's much hand-wringing by some in the media and by local officials that some citizens aren't heeding their advice, proclamations, exhortations, and orders. Well, if more local officials want to be taken seriously, they ought to remember they work for us, not the other way around, and as part of that, should include with all local extraordinary orders, including the details inside those orders, specific citations to the statutes and regulations which empower them to take these actions. If officials aren't willing to provide specific justifying legal citations, as opposed to simply citing the entire disaster or health and safety code, to justify their orders and actions, citizens are reasonable in taking the position that such orders may not be lawful and treat them as such. That's certainly what a lack of specific citations suggests. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.